Blog Talk Radio.
You know, these things, they took me to a new board. Mm-hmm. All digital. We got so much stuff going on around me. They were in here yesterday. No, I was in here. I was like, what are you doing? Because you want me to have to call you on everything. And that didn't happen.
So you need to know. Mic check.
Mic check. But mic check.
Ready to bring hers up. Me? Mic check one. Hello, hello, hello.
Mic check two. That's better, I think.
Mic check one. Hello, mic check. I should have put it right there. Oh, hello.
Hallelujah.
Hello. Test, 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 test. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Okay.
Mic check.
Hello. Oh. Blessings. Hello. Hallelujah.
Mic check. Hello, hello, hello. And you don't have to look down at it to talk in.
I appreciate
it,
that.
Because you make it seem like you're looking down and talk.
Okay.
They'll be like the old bishop. He ain't looking at the camera. He just looking. I don't know what he was looking at that night.
Now see.
He refused to look at that camera. He was like, oh no.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Okay. We about ready.
Oh, I need to sign in.
Dr. Russell, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
We're going to sign you in, but I want to ask you this question. We're typically, so when, yeah, we'll do it that way. But from here on, we're going to try to do it where I do it through all of the pages. We tend to get better numbers that way.
That's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, but we don't
want to
start it then. We'll start it on Monday.
Start it today.
Okay. You need to do it.
And you're just going to share it on
your page? And I can just share it on my page.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to get out of order.
No.
You need a playable page, too.
Well, we was going to do
it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But just trying to get people to that page is going to be.
Yeah, when we do it, till lately it's been working a whole lot better. And
I do notice the numbers are higher when you do it than when we just go to our page and share it.
Yeah, well, number one, because I'm behind the scenes inboxing, sharing in groups. I mean, I have a little bit more liberty to be able to do it when I've got what I call social engineering. So you are here. Thank you so much. It makes it so much easier.
No, thank you.
So what do I need to do?
You want to tag and share when I do it?
It should be on the hospital.
Yeah,
so I just go to the hospital page.
Right now.
When you see it, it'll.
Yeah, I found that typically seems to be. We seem to be doing better doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a trial and error system trying to figure out what is. But I got the money paid. for what we need to do I got most of it saved. I got enough from the start. The engineers should start working on the. Okay, well, y'all just anything you said, I don't have you muted. Just let you know.
Yes.
Your cash up is
Prophet Russell Taylor. Well, grace and peace, beloveds, this is Prophet Russell Taylor and my lovely wife.
Hello.
Pastor Sheila Taylor. Amen. Welcome to the Prophet's Table. We are live here in the studios, and we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And please, as you're coming on, we want you to please swipe, share, and invite. Tag someone in. Tag a mother in on today. We want to specifically speak to mothers on today. We want to encourage the mothers on today. My lovely wife, Pastor Sheila, Co-Pastor Sheila, she will be speaking from the word of the Lord to the mothers. Amen. And I'm going to just give something briefly what the Lord has given me. And then I'm going to shift it on over to my wife. And she's going to just pretty much minister. Guess what? You're going to be able to call in on today. And we want to put that number up on the screen. Amen. So you'll be able to see the number now or what have you. And at any given time, you will be able to call in. Amen. That number is 563-999-3060. And so you are able to call in. If you know a mother that needs special prayer, you know that someone is going through, a auntie, a mother, a cousin, whoever it may be. And even though we're speaking to mothers, Pastor Sheila, we're speaking to everybody, but we know that this is Mother's Day weekend, and I want to tell you, even though we're still in a quarantine situation, God is still on the throne, and God wants you to have the best Mother's Day that you ever experienced before. So there are creative ways and creative things that you can do, and this is why today we are speaking directly to the women and the mothers, amen, and so we just thank God for what he has done. Again, I am Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire, where the Blue Fire of God reside. And this is my lovely wife, Pastor Sheila Taylor. She is the husband of the son of Blue Fire.
The
wife. Laugh is good for the soul. Mm-hmm. The wife of the son of Blue Fire. So we just thank God, amen, for you coming in on today, and you're going to minister to the women of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you on this day, God, and we pray, God, as we minister today, that your anointing would destroy the yoke and remove the burden, and you would take full control over the situation. We thank you now, and we send the word. Your word says in Psalms 107:20, you sent your word, and your word healed, and your word delivered. So, Father, now we send the word of healing and deliverance and wholeness and healing and strength to the women now. In Jesus' name, amen. And let the words of our mouth be the meditation of our heart. Be something that say, oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. So move by your power and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. And thank God. Listen, I will be coming from, very, very briefly, from John chapter 2. And it's talking about Jesus changes water into wine. And NIV version says, it says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Canaan in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Uh-huh. So verse 2, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Okay? I want to let somebody know, listen, children, listen to your mother. Mothers knows best in some instances. May not be all, but certain wisdom a mother has, a certain thing that a mother have that intuition to say, hey, something is going to take place, and they're going to need you to be in place, okay? So it says here, it says, and they have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me? Some of you are asking yourself, why is my mother involving me in these different situations? Why they are calling on me? Why they think I can do this? Listen, Jesus replied, my hour have not come. You thinking that it's not your time to arise. You thinking it's not your time to go forth. You thinking, but I'm telling you now, children, mother know best. And I want to ask the question, what did your mother say? What did your mother say? She taught you the word. She told you, listen, you can't not always continue to suck on my breast. Now I'm releasing you from my breast, and I'm allowing you to go into the world and do what you have been called and chosen to do. So his mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. I want to encourage you right now. Listen to your mother. Do whatever the Father is telling you to do. I hope this is making a little sense. I'm trying to rush through it so she can go ahead and get to the place that she needs to get into. Okay, but I want to encourage you to listen to what your mother is saying. Why? Because mother knows best. What does she say do? Are you taking heed to the word? Are you taking heed to the prayer that she have prayed over your life? I can remember my mom praying over me and saying different things and affirmations over me, and that's why I am who I am today, because of my mother. So I want to give a great big shout out to my mother.
Yes.
Amen. Mother Cazelda Brown.
Yes.
Taylor, we thank God for her and what she have instilled inside of me. Guess what? I wouldn't be here today speaking to you. I could be out strung out on drugs. I could be out doing something totally different than what I'm doing today. But because of my mom instilled prayer, instilled fasting, and prayed over me, and fasted over me, and did all of these things over me, that's why I am who I am today, because she was the one that gave birth. And that's what we want to do today. We want to speak to those women, because guess what? If you have not given birth, you're able to give birth, whether it's spiritual or naturally, you're able to give birth. So I'm speaking to the birthers on today. My wife will be speaking to the birthers on today. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. Amen. So all that, that's all I want to say. Do, just listen. Do and listen. Do and listen. Amen. Amen. So be encouraged. Amen. To all the mothers, don't let the enemy trick you and make you think that what you're saying is not taking seed. It is. But what kind of seeds are you sowing? Mothers, what kind of seed are you sowing? Are you sowing good seeds? Are you sowing seeds of destruction? Are you tearing down the children? What are you doing? So even in that, be careful in what seed are you sowing. Now I'm done. Now I'm passing it on to my wife, amen, Pastor Sheila. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, honey. Also want to give a shout, well, I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there.
Yes.
And also say Happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Yes.
Margaret Williams, she just turned 88 on the 1st, and just so happy that God has allowed us to be, her to be with us for this span of time and for the many years that I'm believing he still will give her. Definitely sharp, and just I think about the legacy that she's left for me that was always encouraging, just always encouraging me to pray. She is an intercessor, and I think that's the legacy that we have in our family. She will always I woke up many nights, she's standing over me praying, and she always encouraged me to pray. She was a teacher by profession at first, and then she went into social work. So it was study hard, because she wanted you to definitely study and grow, and not only study, but pray. Realize where the source,
yes,
where your strength comes from, to pray. So I thank God for her, and I thank God for all of you mothers that are out there. Today, you know, as my husband mentioned to me earlier in the week that I would be on, he would be having me on today, and to just encourage and speak to the mothers, I began to seek the Lord and ask him, what would he have me to share? This week was definitely a challenging week for me. And I just really had to just step back and say, you know, God, what really would you have for me to say? Because I want to be not only just speak to be speaking, but to be effective.
Yeah.
I want, when God gives me something, I want it to bring forth healing and transformation, and and some of it may be, because we all have different roles. So it may be a seed planted, somebody else is coming to water, but at any rate, what God, a topic that God gave me was mama trauma. And I know a lot of times everyone wants to talk about the Proverbs 31 woman on today. And I feel that we all, as women, we aspire to be that ideal woman, that ideal mother. And we do have an awesome, tremendous job to not only incubate when the baby is, when we're carrying the baby, but to nurture not only in the womb, but once we've delivered, to still there's a time of nurturing. As our child grows, however, it is our job to instill different things, to teach them to be more and more independent. And sometimes it's hard to let go. It's hard to let go. We don't want to let go. And sometimes, I know you've heard the term overbearing mother. It's because sometimes it can lead into a controlling, almost like we want robots for children. We want them to do exactly what we want them to do, not room, leaving room for autonomy and growth. We're not giving them the space to make mistakes. Right. And we have to realize that our children are not perfect, neither are we. So if we're not perfect and God gives us grace, He gives us grace to grow. He gives us grace to make mistakes because God gives us choice. He certainly did send His Son so that we can have the abundant life, but He also gave choice. So we do have the choice to choose that abundant life or go a different path. He would have us all to definitely choose Him and choose the right thing to do, but He still gives us choice. So basically, like I said, we aspire to have the characteristics and work toward to press in to the Proverbs 31 woman, meaning that we want to grow and grow, and we want to be that example for our children. We want to give them something. We want to speak over them, speak success into them, and give them the tools to be successful. However, what do we do when everything doesn't work out like we thought it should? When our perfect picture that we had when we were little girls, and we just had our doll babies, and we just thought that all we had to do was just feed and diaper and clothes. What do we do when that child is developing and is becoming into their own, and that doesn't necessarily match with our ideal picture that we had for them? And sometimes that is distressing. However, we have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and not lean on into our own understanding, because our ways, all of our ways are not God ways. We have to trust Him and ask Him for direction. What is the best way to nurture this particular child? All of our children have different personalities. So what may work for one child may not work for the other. And if we try to do everything the exact same way, we're going to miss something. We're going to miss the perfect plan that God has for that child. Wow. So what I wanted to talk about was mama trauma. Now, trauma defined is a deeply distressing, disturbing experience. Some of us moms, as children, we went through different traumatic experiences. It could have been a product of a child of divorce, which took mom or dad out of the home. And sometimes we take on as a child, oh, it was my fault. What did I do to make mommy or daddy leave? And we feel a sense of abandonment that sometimes we carry on into adulthood, and it begins to affect not only our relationship with spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, but it also affects our parenting. And sometimes, if not divorce, sometimes it may be a death of a spouse. It could be not only a death of a spouse, it could be or death of a parent that a mother experienced as a child that she